Hello, this is Sissy Bass, bringing you Sissy Bass Words. And the title of my podcast today is You Are Coming Out. You are coming out. Exodus 14:18 is my scripture for today. Then Egypt would know that I am the Lord. They will honor me when I defeat Pharaoh and his soldiers and chariots. We all face situations that look permanent. It's easy to think it will always be this way. Just because it seems permanent to us doesn't mean it's permanent to God. God wouldn't let you get into it if he could not get you out of it. Even if you brought it on yourself, he had the solution before you had the problem. God had the solution, Masikado Shanta, before you had that problem. God is saying it's temporary, it's not a permanent situation. You are coming out of the sickness in the name of Jesus. Your mom is coming out of the sickness. Your father is coming out of the sickness. Any family member of yours that is being afflicted with a sickness is coming out of it in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of that debt. You are coming out of that loneliness. You are coming out of legal troubles. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. God's already planning your coming out party. God is already planning your coming out party. In the book of Job, it says, God has set an end to the difficulty. God has set an end to the difficult situation. I'm decreeing by faith that God has set an end to that difficult situation. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's already set an end to the addiction. He's already set an end to the sickness. He's already set an end to every single thing that you're going through in life that's tormenting you and making you have sleepless nights. In the name of Jesus. Thoughts may say it's never gonna change. The situation is never gonna change. Remind yourself and say, I won't always be lonely. I won't always be sick. I won't always be persecuted. I won't always be afflicted. In the name of Jesus. God has set an end to the problem. God has promotion and abundance coming your way. That addiction and bad habit would hinder your whole life. There will come a date when God will say, enough is enough. I didn't create my child to suffer, but to be set free. God may have allowed it, but he wouldn't let you get into it if he could not get you out of it. That end date could be today. In fact, that end day by faith would be today in the name of Jesus. Some may ask if you're still dealing with that problem. Yes, you might still be dealing with that problem, but you are coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. Exodus 20:23-26 says, the number of my days God would fulfill. I decree by faith that the number of your days Jehovah Jireh will fulfill in the name of Jesus. It's only temporary. You will lend and not borrow. You are still there, but you are coming out. God is opening doors that no man can shut. Where you are is not where you are staying. You are coming out of depression into joy in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of crying, shedding tears of sorrow into shedding tears of joy in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of bad breaks into the favor of God. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. You are coming out of valley in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of that valley in the name of Jesus. The valley is temporary. It's not your permanent home. If you let it become permanent in your thinking, it will keep you from your destiny. Don't think that you will always have problems. Do not think that you would always be in a situation that you feel less of yourself. Pack up your belongings. The valley is not your home. You are not a citizen of the valley. You are not a citizen of death or mediocrity. You may be there for a season, but your day of departure has already been set. You may be in the valley of sickness right now. Medical report doesn't look good, but your ticket says good health. Valley of loneliness, your ticket says divine connections are coming your way. Valley of disappointment, don't stay discouraged. Your ticket says beauty for ashes. What was meant for harm, what was meant to harm you, what was meant for your harm will work out for your good. Zechariah said, If you will stay in hope, God will pay you back double. Stay in hope. Don't give up on yourself. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Your ticket says new beginning. Don't think you've seen your best days yet. Your best days are yet to come. Psalm 84:6 says, passing through the valley of weeping, you will find pools of blessing. God will take your tears and turn them into pools to refresh you. That setback was a setup to do something greater. God brought them back with more than they had before. God will bring you out with great substance. God allows certain enemies to come against you so he can bring you out better. You may not be doing anything wrong. God may just want to show out in your life. The fact that you're going through something doesn't mean that you have done something wrong. Sometimes it is God working on you. Your situation may look bad. Get ready. You are a prime candidate for God to show himself strong. You will give him great glory at the expense of your enemies. God can stop the situation and God can stop that problem. God can end the family trouble. God can end everything that you're going through in the name of Jesus. Whatever comes against you, God can stop it. The enemy won't have the last laugh. You will have the last laugh. God has the final say, and he's saying you are coming out better, Ralph, than you were before. I decree and I declare today, you are coming out better than you were before. Better off than you were before. You may feel like you are in the fire now. It is temporary. You are coming out better in the name of Jesus. All your family, your friends, your enemies would know you have the favor of God over your life. The end of the difficulty has already been set. Get up every morning and thank God. Great joy, great victories are in your future in the mighty name of Jesus. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. Everything that has held you bound, you are coming out in the mighty name of Jesus.